there's not just single mums out there, there's single dads out there as well. And I thought about it for a while and I thought, okay, this is another project to look at. And well, dads, I've got some good news for you. In one of the largest retailing stores in Penrith, when it reopens properly, it won't just have a mothering room, as it did have before. It will have a parenting room, which I think is absolutely fabulous because it's time.
Should we give them a pat on the back?
Can we give them
a pat
on the back?
Yeah, we can give them a pat on the back.
Can we really? Because I'm so proud of them. It's Grace Brothers.
Hey, Grace Brothers. I only wish that they could let us drop our mail off down there. Blacktown, Blacktown actually helped us, but Mount Druitt and Penrith weren't able to help us at this point of time, but hopefully next broadcast we'll make it easy for people to drop their letters into us by going via the major stores. But no, it's great, Grace Brothers, for actually coming up with that.
Well, it means that now dads are going to have somewhere that they can feed their children, change diapers just like mum does.
Yeah, without and being embarrassed by going into the mother's room.
And mothers being embarrassed by dads walking in, vice versa,
So well, it looks like the stores are actually becoming aware of people's needs, but it's what our aim is with this show, to actually come up with these ideas. People just think of them and just put them in the back of their mind. We want to actually bring them out, and you can write to us. We'll do the research. We'll do basically everything we possibly can to get that idea across and to the right people. We have the contacts, and we'll do our very best. So write to us at Post Office Box 41, Cambridge Park, 2747. And we'll read those letters out next broadcast if anybody would like to write to us. Any problems whatsoever in the Blacktown, Mount Druitt, and Penrith area. Back to you, Carol.
I would like to leave you all this evening with a song that has always gotten me through the hard times, and believe me, after six children and a lot of hard work, there's been some hard times. And this is for all of you, for everybody out there, and it's called You'll Never Walk Alone by Elvis Presley.
Thank you, Carol.
When you through a storm, hold your head up high, and don't be afraid of the dark. At the end of the storm is a golden sky and the sweet silver soul of love. Walk on through the wind, walk on. Oh,
It's that one on SWRFM. That was Presley and You'll Never Walk Alone. Well, I'm going to just play you a couple of more highlights. They say everyone has their 30 seconds of fame in life. Here's Mark Eaters.
SWRFM, and you're listening to The Frozen Doberman and Skullduggery. Coming up, we've got more of the live band, Daytura.
Okay, it's Daytura again. This next song, Remember Me, it's dedicated to Makata Classic.
It's 26 minutes past 9 on SWRFM. We're playing you some highlights right now. And it's goodbye from Eye Opener.
WRFM, you're listening to highlights of our first official test broadcast.
It's Metallica. Oh,
but not Metallica. Daytura.
Daytura. Sorry, Makita. I just said live. Almost live. Well, live from cassette. Well, that was the end of Eye Opener. Hopefully, people will tune in next broadcast for more from Eye Opener. Tonight, we're going for a strange mix. We're going to try to tell you all about Prince. Yes, Prince. As people have called him, the Purple Prince. As the girls in the studio say, eh. Now, Prince is a true artist. I don't know about his lifestyle and that, but I love his music. And we're going to try to give you a fair bit of his variety of music over the next hour and a half. There goes his cassette. I just break his first cassette. Prince was born Prince Roger Nelson. I'll be giving you highlights all the way through some of his songs. We'll start off with one of his first albums. He was born in the 7th of June 1958 in downtown Minneapolis. And his father was a musician, mother was a singer, but she turned into other duties when Prince and his sister come along. And his parents actually got divorced at a later stage, and he ended up having stepsisters and stepbrothers, and parents got split up and went the different ways. And when he went to school, he started learning instruments such as the piano, as his father left that behind when they were divorced. And he just started mimicking stuff off the TV, Thunderbirds and stuff like that, the theme songs, and just started teaching himself how to play instruments and join bands at school. Actually had a big report done on him at local school back when he used to have an afro. And I'd like to go to one of the songs that he actually had first published from an album called... I'm so disorganized here, guys. Where's the CD cover?
No, you gave me the CD, mate.
Yeah, I know, I gave you the CD, but
the
CD cover
all over the floor.
There we go.
Oh,
there
just it picked is. It up there. Okay. How disorganized.
Community radio.
Yeah, community radio. I'm having a go here of disorganized. For You from the album Prince For You is actually produced, arranged, composed, and performed by Prince. It's very different to what you hear today.
You are.
This is Soft and Wet, SWR FM 88.3. You're listening to Prince. Prince, I like him, but not that much. That was For You, track one. Track one is the name of the album. In Love, track two, and Soft and Wetty, which actually made that album.
Wetty. I like that Wetty.
Soft and Wet, sorry. We've been joking around the studio though. I took you up to his school days. I'll hand over to Patricia, who will talk more about up to the album For You, and then we'll go into his second album, which is simply called Prince.
Okay, by the time he was 12, he already knew how to play the guitar, drums, and 23 other instruments. Prince's first group was called Grand Central, which later became Champagne, which he left to pursue a solo career. A demo tape of the original material landed Prince a recording contract with Warner Brothers Records, the only company that would allow him to produce his own album. The album For You was produced, composed and arranged by Prince, performing 9 original songs. Yeah. Soft and Wet, the album's hit single, was an early introduction to Prince's sizzling, sexually explicit lyric approach. The keyboard-dominated sound of For You, the album, served notice to the... What? Notice of the whole new blend of rock, R&B and dance rhythms that was to make Prince a major influence on the music of the 80s and 90s.
Yeah, definitely a Mozart, isn't he?
Definitely.
Then we'll go to his second album, then we'll lead up to his second album. We'll hear Wanna Be Your Lover, Why You Wanna Treat Me So Bad, and then we may be back, or you might hear Sexy Dancer as well. Okay, over to a night.
We'll be right back.
Yeah, thank you. That was Prince with I Want to Be Your Lover. We were going to go to track two, but we're really not that organised here, so we're just going to give you heaps of Prince music so you can get an idea of what kind of artist he is. He can actually play, I think, is it 20 instruments, Patricia?
23.
23 instruments. And I think he's only ever had two lessons, and he found them totally useless because he's got his own style.
He was once rated to be the second best guitarist in the world after Mark Knopfler. Whether that's true or not, it's debatable.
Yeah, well, typical styles, aren't they?
I think he's the first. But
you're biased, aren't you?
Yes, very.
What do you say about Prince, Anna? And you said you'd say it on air.
I believe that Prince is good with a king.
Not a queen.
Yeah, Knight doesn't like men. Neither do I.
Neither do I, for that matter.
Well, we're going to his next album. It's Prince in his underwear here. It's called Dirty Mind. We're going to the first track, which is Dirty Mind. So we'll try to get some more information for you when we come back. Prince of Dirty Mind. We'll be right back. You're tuned to Swire FM 88.3. We're actually changing the whole style because we're winding up tonight. We're going to have an hour at the end to talk about our full broadcast, but we're talking about Prince at the moment, and we're all having fun making fun of Prince. The girls over there are crying. Yeah. Oh, we need a CD. Here we go. We're going to play Controversy next. Now, Controversy. Patricia give me some information about Controversy?
Not much, besides the fact it was released in 1981. Shut up. Besides that, it was released in the USA at first, and then it went European about 6 months later. But besides that, not much else.
Prince doesn't really have a... Well, at the first one, the first few records, that we were, well, CDs that we played, didn't have songs that really struck the community's mind. But we're starting to get into those now, and we'll probably play a fair bit off some of the tracks that come up. Controversy, I believe, is a popular one to most people.
Yes, definitely.
Oh, no, we won't play that one tonight. That is a controversy. So we'll go to Controversy from his album, Controversy.
Our trespasses, as as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever.
Controversy.